Hello, folks. Off Your Gary. Today is February 1st, 2021. Hope everybody had a good week. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the homestead. A lot of stuff we're doing on the homestead. And I'll tell you right now, I'm drinking a cup of coffee, sitting down in my recliner while we're doing this podcast. So we're going to just sit down and have a nice conversation about what's going on. For starters, you know, last night, of course, every Sunday morning I make bread. Usually every Saturday night, it takes me about 15 minutes to mix my dry ingredients up, add warm water, yada, 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 mix everything up, and I put it in bowls, and I wrap the top of them up, and I put them in the warming tray on my wood stove all night, and that will have nice raised dough for first thing Sunday morning, and that makes me 6 loaves of homemade artisan bread for the week. And I did a little different this week. This week, I did 3 loaves of unseasoned bread, and it's just basically regular bread that's a round loaf. You know, it's got a crispy outside. And of course, the rest of the bread is seasoned with the Italian seasoning, garlic, so forth. And turned out great. You know, kids already killed a loaf first thing this morning. They give me a big thumbs up on that. But the homestead's been doing real good. We've got us 21 chickens, and of course, I've said that in the last podcast. And the chickens are doing great. We're up to 7 eggs a day. And mind you, my hens are from 6 months to a year and a half old, so I've got a bunch of hens that still aren't laying yet. They're doing real good. We also got us a Nigerian dwarf goat who is extremely pregnant, and I figure in the next month or so she'll be, if we're fortunate, we'll have a couple more goats to put with our mother, you know. Because this goat has been notorious for giving birth to twins and triplets her whole life. She's a little old. She's 6 years old. But they say it shouldn't be a problem with her having her young goats. So, a major plus. And, you know, it's really nice being on the homestead. You know, next month we start our gardening. February 14th, we plant our potatoes. And we're looking at doing quite a few hills of red potatoes, like we do every year. And, of course, our banana peppers, our bell peppers, are all going to be in hydroponics pots, self-wicking pots, actually. And we've already got onions coming up and growing really good in the self-wicking pot. And our tomatoes we grow in our self-wicking pot. Our cucumbers we grow in self-wicking pots. So we're definitely looking in at getting our garden ready, getting some of our plants in the ground. I want to do some hills for squash. I want to do some spaghetti squash and straight neck squash, you know, this kind of thing. And we start that all, you know, from February 14th on, we start doing our planting. So lots of activities going on the homestead right now. So that's a good thing. I hadn't smoked no cheese in the past couple weeks, but I need to get it going, fired up and going again, because I'm out of smoked cheese, so I'm going to have to smoke me some more. But hopefully with these goats, we'll be able to start doing some homemade cheeses and butters. And if we get some homemade cheeses, then hopefully they'll be a solid enough form that we can actually smoke them. I really look forward to doing that. Still hadn't got the big smokehouse built yet, but we're still working on that. We're getting materials together to do our barn for our goats and our chickens. I want to put them in a much bigger shelter. And, but yeah, we've been staying plenty busy getting things ready, you know. And it's been a lot of fun, you know. I can honestly tell you that it has been a relief not having the extra expense. You know, because when we built our off-grid system, it helped us pay everything off faster because we just didn't have any bills. And now that, you know, last year at this time we paid our land off, so it's officially, you know, we don't really have any monthly bills because of the solar. So, yeah, it's been great. You know, We're steadily just growing our homestead, trying to put more animals in. We're looking at getting in some rabbits and looking to possibly get some ducks, you know, this kind of thing. Maybe a turkey or two, you know. We're looking into some more livestock to put on our homestead. It's nice because in the morning time you get up and go outside, it's not a rat race. Life is too short for having the rat race. You know, years back, we bought a double wide, put it on a 3-acre country lot, fixing to do kind of like we're doing, like we didn't do now. But I'm not against loans, but let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than buying a place and making payments on you, and then the bank doing a little shady business behind your back and then stacking a bunch of interest up on you, and then calling your loan and saying you've got 72 hours to pay your house off. We lost everything. That was years ago. And, you know, when we got ready to do this place, I told my wife, I said, I'm not putting myself in debt. I'm not going to have the bank come in and try to take what we've been working hard for. So we did it out of our pockets. And that was the one nice thing with solar. Once I designed my system and figured out what I needed for my system, I was able to build me I built a solar system on my car trailer, and it's the same solar system I have in my shop now. So, I mean, we've had it a lot of years. Not the same battery on it, of course, but we've had it a lot of years. But, you know, I built it to charge my cordless drill batteries and so forth. But we could run our skill saws, table saws, our miter saw, our planer, stuff like that while we built our house. And we ran fans, you know, lighting, that kind of thing. And then, actually, our first appliance we bought was a side-by-side refrigerator. And we put it in here so when we come over on weekends, we could have the refrigerator going, put our drinks in it, you know, our bottles of water, our food we was going to grill, whatever. We could put it all in here and keep it cold. And we built it big enough that we could pretty much run whatever we wanted to run, even though I had a lot of parts still laying there for when the house went up, then we took the big system in. And when we moved into the house, I went ahead and attached my big system. We moved into the house, and it was such a weight lifted off because then money just went a lot further, you know. I mean, you just didn't have any more utilities to speak of. And, of course, we were already living off-grid at the other place that we'd had, but we had a lot of gas usage for our generator because that system wasn't nowhere near as big as what we have here. So at night we ran a generator every night till from like 5 to 10 every night. So we weren't saving a lot of money, but we were saving money at that time, but it wasn't a ton of money. Now, we very seldom ever use a generator, especially since we did the battery upgrade on the house. And this was the first set of batteries that we bought a complete set of and put on this house. Because a lot of my batteries were still used until last year, you know, and I finished topping off. And those batteries, instead of wasting them, when I bought the new batteries, I put the house batteries and put them on my golf cart. You know, that way I'm not throwing my money away. And plus, my golf cart's also solar, you know, so. And again, I don't have to plug it in and charge it. You know, we did our well. We did it in solar. You know, my shop is solar. So there's no utilities coming in. I can just go to wherever I need to go, turn on whatever I need to run, and use it. And with that being said, that'll save you a ton of money, you know, and it helps grow your homestead. And growing the homestead is what it's all about. And the kids love it. They love the animals. And of course, we have dogs. You know, you've got to have some good dogs on a homestead because, you know, we have panthers. We have little bears. I mean, my kids have walked up on bears eating berries before, you know. it's definitely one of those things you want to have a dog on your homestead. You know, they're worth their weight in gold. And with panthers, you know, it's nice that the dogs will actually bark, and you know, the panther generally will run away. You know, so that's always a plus, you know, to have a good dog on your homestead. So, well, we all know there's a lot going on in the news. I try not to watch too much of it because it kind of riles me up too much. But, yeah, our weather's starting to get better. You know, like I say, we're getting ready for garden season. You know, we've talked about growing potatoes and what we're going to grow in our garden. And, yeah, we got a lot to look forward to. And, can't wait to get started on it, you know. I'm chomping at the bit because actually I can plant my potatoes in 14 days, so I got to start getting my dirt ready. And, like I say, we're looking into getting materials to build our goat barn. We're going to make a bigger goat barn / chicken house. Chicken house is going to go on the outside of the barn. That way I can separate the goats from the chickens at night, and I can also feed them in two different areas because I don't want the goats eating after the chickens. They say that's a bad thing to do, so we're going to try to eliminate that problem as well. And seems to be doing good, so. And the new goat has gotten used to being in her new area. She seems to love the chickens. She was actually, where she came from, she actually slept with the chickens. So she still sleeps by the chickens, and she seems to be happy with that. So that's good. We're really excited about what's going on and what's coming with the animals and stuff. And trying not to let what's outside in the world that we're seeing on the TV and on our news and internet, trying not to let that affect us. You know, because there's so much going on right now in the news, you almost can't keep up with it. So, with that being said, we just leave the TV off. We're getting to the point we don't even like to watch TV shows now because they try to make us look like the bad guys. And we ain't done a darn thing wrong. That's what irritates the crap out of us. But we're not going to go into that. It's a whole other story. But I like keeping life simple. You know, we got an upcoming trip me and a friend of mine are going to be taking. We're going to be going to a 40 to 60 acre island in the middle of nowhere. We're going to be doing a bushcrafting series on YouTube. And we're just going to get out and get away and do some fishing and carry minimal gear. We aren't going to starve ourselves, though. That's one thing you're not going to see me do is try to starve myself. Yes, I can live out in the woods. Yes, I can put up a shelter. Yes, I can make a fire. And yes, I can fish and I can hunt and get a meal. But I'm also going to carry enough protein with me where if I can't get a meal, I can still cook a meal. It's not going to be something I want. I'm not going to torture myself to have fun. But we are going out to have fun. We're packing minimal gear. And we plan on building some type of structure out there with the debris that's laying on the ground to be raised off the ground, this kind of thing. And we're hoping to catch a lot of fish, bring home fish for both of our families to put in the freezer and to have a nice few meals with, you know. We're really looking forward to this trip. A friend of mine got him a really nice camera, and he said that he wanted to do the filming on this trip, so hopefully on this series of videos for this bushcrafting series that we're going to be putting on YouTube, hopefully the filming will be a lot better than what we're normally used to on my channels. Yeah, I just use my cell phone. I don't have a GoPro or anything, so I'm looking forward to seeing the difference in video quality. So that's one upcoming event we're going to be doing. We're still debating on how long we're going to be, if it's going to be 3 or 4 day trip. I would like to do a 4 day trip myself. And, like I said, we're going to carry minimal gear. I do have rechargeable battery pack for my lights, so I don't have to worry. I mean, I know I can go 4 days with what I have for charged lithium packs that I can put in my backpack, you know. for different kinds of lighting or charging my camera, my phone, whatever the scenario may be. We're hoping to do that toward the end of the month. I'm going to get my garden planted first before I take that trip. And that's one of the things we're looking forward to getting done, and we'll have that on, like I say, that'll be on video on YouTube. And if you're on YouTube, and look up Off Grid Gary, look up and hit the subscribe and like button, and let us know what you think. And we're also on Telegram now. Telegram has been great. I'm under Off Grid Gary. I don't necessarily have a my own page, but if you message me on there, I mean, I'll be more than happy to get in touch with you. We can talk on there as well. I'm not quite sure how to set a group up on Telegram yet, but I'm getting there. We're also on MeWe, and you can turn into us on MeWe, and there's a messenger board on MeWe where you can get a hold of me there as well. I'm on Facebook Messenger under Gary Mall. I'm on Tumblr under Off Grid Gary, even though I don't get on there much. Twitter's kind of going nuts right now. I've tried to post some videos on Twitter from my YouTube page from stuff we've been doing, and I can't get it uploaded. I don't know what the problem is. And, you know, I'm on Parler, but we all know what happened to Parler. But, so we are out there on social media. I'm not on Facebook. Like I say, I'm not going to be on the communist site, Facebook. If I can't speak my piece, I'm not going to be on it. So, with that being said, I do have Facebook Messenger yet. I am looking into deleting that one next. But I want to keep my listeners and followers where they can still get in touch with me. And because a lot of the people that I deal with on Messenger don't necessarily have a Twitter or MeWe account or whatever, you know, so I'm trying to keep it where the people that I do know on Facebook can still reach me on Messenger. That's the only reason why I kept Messenger. And, but yeah, we're all doing good. Nobody's been sick, and we've just been enjoying the homestead. We've been really getting a lot of stuff going between the animals and just trying to get our land ready for the garden. It's been very busy, so, and business has picked up. We're doing good. And I also have an account with Patreon. You can check us out over there as well. And also here on Anchor. Anchor has been really good with us. We really enjoy being able to do these podcasts. Yes, I know they're not high quality podcasts because I'm doing it for my cell phone again. And as time goes, hopefully I'll get a better camera, and hopefully I'll get a better recording device with a microphone that'll link with Anchor. And hopefully Anchor's great. They have music you can get and all this other stuff. But the problem with me on my cell phone, I got big fingers and a small keyboard. I can't help it. But Anchor has been really great, and we're also on the Spotify, but we're on every podcasting thing. You look up, if there's a podcast, you type in Off Grid Gary or Off the Grid and on Solar, you'll pick me up. And yeah, we're not hard to find. And but when we get ready to do this bushcrafting series, it'll be on YouTube. I may do a podcast while I'm on the island, and that is something we have kind of talked about doing. While we're on the island doing some of the videos, we also may do a podcast at the same time. So we're going to look into that as well. And don't forget, people, keep prepping. You don't know what's going to happen in the next month, let alone the next 3 days. You know, try to get your non-perishable stuff built up. You never know what's going to happen. If you got kids, I mean, you want to make sure you've got the supplies it takes to make it through whatever kind of lockdown they're going to do. So, with that being said, don't forget to prep. Make sure you have all your non-perishable food items. Make sure you have water, clean water you can get. Remember, if your water system drops, if you live in town, let's just say something happens and everything shuts down. If something happens to your water supply at your sink, make sure you have a source of water. And that's, again, you can go on eBay and you can buy a set of Aquifer Berkey water filters, the black ones, from anywhere from $47 on up. Normally, these filters are $120 a pair. Buy a set of filters, because let me tell you something. If you can't get water, at least you have those filters. You can get water. I'm just saying, a Berkey water filter is a great investment no matter where you're at. And they make all kinds of different water purification systems that you can buy, whether it goes in your backpack for if you're going camping or you're doing a bushcrafting like we are. There's a lot of products out there that filter water and do it good. But if you're going to be on your homestead or your apartment in town, a Berkey water filter is almost a must-have. And actually, I'll be honest, we use our Berkeys. I use my system that I built is 2 5-gallon buckets that have Berkey water filters in them. I have very good well water, but when my well water gets warm, it's got kind of a, it's got an aftertaste. You don't get that with the Berkey. You put that in there, it's better than bottled water. And I don't like city water because there's a lot of bleach and fluoride and all this other junk in there. And, if you live in an apartment, a Berkey water filter for me would be a must-have. I mean, because they work so good. I understand they're a little pricey. That's why I built mine, but I'm still using the same filters that are in the Berkey. And, they're very reasonable. I mean, right now, you can buy them very reasonable on eBay. I'm sure Amazon's the same way. I'm not a big Amazon guy. I had an Amazon account, and they said they wanted me to be a member. Nothing was said about them taking money out of my account every month. And after about 6 months, 7 months, I finally realized what had happened, why my account was coming up short every month. And that took an act of Congress to get that to get shut off. And so I'm not a big Amazon fan. I use eBay. eBay has always done me right. I've had problems with different items I purchased, and eBay took care of it for me. They're great. So, and they don't charge you $11 or $12 a month without knowing about it, taking it out of your account. So, and that's good. And I use, PayPal works great as well with eBay. So, we bought all of our fencing for our goat pen and chicken pen. I bought it on eBay. And, I would have bought it local. Tractor Supply and places like that was $86 a roll for 4 foot, 2x4 wire, 50 foot long. I bought 5 foot wire, 100 foot long, for the same money on eBay. So that's a kind of a win-win deal. I hated I couldn't buy it local, but what are you going to do? I've got to save money just like everybody else has to save money. I gotta shop in comparison. Now, Tractor Supply, there's a lot of stuff I do buy there, But on the fencing, it was definitely cheaper for me to buy it online. So, with that being said, this day and age, everybody's shopping online. So, it's, I have nothing to feel guilty for. But, and also, I want to save money. To me, that's what it's about. If I save money now, that's more money I have later on. It works like my solar system. The less you use, the more you have. We hadn't got any more hogs, even though we've been trying. They're out there. We just hadn't been over to trap any lately. My son was looking through a scope and said, "Dad, there's 20 hogs down at the bottom of our lease." But he said, I didn't have a big gun with me, so I couldn't shoot one. I'm like, "Oh, that's fine. We're all right." But our weather's starting to warm up, so I don't know if we're actually going to get that many more. I wouldn't mind catching a couple smaller ones because, like I say, I want to salt cure some meat, and then I want to smoke it and start making my own bacon. But I figure now it'll probably be more of a this fall type thing coming up. But, we're slowly growing a homestead. We're trying to get the stuff set up, like, say, for our barn. Our smokehouse, the smokehouse that I've got is just 2 55-gallon barrels that I welded together. It works great for doing cheeses and stuff. But I want to do something that's quite a bit bigger so I can put a lot more food in it. You know, I would like to be able to do a lot more cheese and be able to hang bacon in there at the same time, you know. So that's where we're at with that. That's upcoming projects for this year yet. We're still planning on doing a smokehouse. We're still, you know, there's a lot of stuff we're trying to get done yet, but it looks like we'll probably get it done. It's just going to take some time like everything else. And you got to remember not to get in a hurry. Slow down and enjoy life, you know. Enjoy what you're building. You know, I do a lot of building with my hands. And, you know, I've learned you got to just sit back and enjoy it, you know. And it helps now that my kids are getting bigger and they're taking the same interest in the stuff that I do. So now, you know, I've got my sons will come out. They'll work just as hard as I do building stuff, and it's really great to see that, you know, because you see your rewards coming out in your children. Because let me tell you something, when your boys can do the same things that you can, you know, it goes to show you that they're growing up and they're becoming men. And same thing with my daughter. You know, my daughter is, she's taking care of the chickens and the goat, and the goat's pregnant. She's looking forward to, you know, taking care of this animal and taking care of her babies when she has them, you know, and she has really stepped up to the plate really good, and I'm very proud of her. And of course, she helps cook, you know, she helps me make my, you know, helps me mix up my ingredients for my bread every Saturday night. I don't, you know, I mean, she just jumps up, hey, Dad, are we making bread tonight? Yep, I guess we will, you know, so yes, it's really nice. All the kids are really doing well. They, you know, they love being on the homestead. They love getting their hands dirty in it, you know, and it makes it really nice because even a lot of the kids that they're meeting and that they're friends, you know, they have animals too. So they're talking on different ways on how to raise animals, and then they talk to us about different animals that they want to get that we're looking into, like with the rabbits and so forth. And so yeah, the homesteading deal is definitely very rewarding because you're watching your children grow up. The knowledge of raising animals and taking care of animals, there's nothing worse to me than seeing somebody who's abusing an animal. Look, we kill animals and butcher animals during hunting season, but we don't try to make anything suffer. And I think it's just terrible when somebody abuses an animal. And I don't care if you're going to raise that animal to butcher or to have as a pet, be kind to it. Treat it like it's a pet, even if you know you're going to put it in a freezer. Treat it with kindness because that animal does not deserve to be mistreated just like anybody else does or anything else does. You know, they want to be petted. They want, you know, rabbits love to be petted, you know, so, you know, take care of the animals, you know. Show them affection because, you know, if you torture it, you're not being a good steward to your animals. And that's a thing that I cannot stand, is to see somebody mistreat an animal because they say, oh, it's just food. No, it's not just food. Until it's processed, it's an animal that you're taking care of and raising. You want to do it right. And I don't want to see any animal mistreated. I am definitely not a vegetarian. I like meat. So let me be clear on this. I'm not saying not to butcher. I'm saying just treat that animal good. And when you put it down, make sure you put it down with respect. You don't want to make it suffer. Do it very quick and thorough. You don't want it to torture. And you don't want it to suffer. And with that being said, do it right. You know, we're not to make animals suffer. You know, they're on this earth for us to eat, but they're also here on this earth to be a pet. So, you know, you can take care of that animal all the way until the end, you know, and do it right. And you'll also find out you have better tasting meat as well, you know. The more you put into it, the better it's going to be. It's just like a garden. If you spend a lot of time in your garden taking care of your plants, it'll feed you a lot better. And I always try to remind people, even if they're catching fish, you know, when you butcher it, put it out of its misery. Don't start filleting it while it's still alive. Kill it, you know. And like I say, we've talked about the upcoming projects. We've talked about our channels where you can get a hold of us at. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. And we'll say have a good week. Stay vigilant, people. And keep prepping. Have a great day. Bye.